Our second gospel lesson this evening is from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. An angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone back into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. This is the word of the Lord. Throughout the season of Advent, we have been preparing for the light. We have been seeking the light, and tonight we find the light. Tonight we follow that star to Bethlehem, and with the shepherds we rise up and we follow. With the angel voices we join in song and we gather, not just to find the light, but to be bathed in the light. Tonight we gather as God's people and worship, not just out of nostalgia or tradition or because your mom asked you to come. We come because we're hungry for light. We are so ready for light in a world where there seems to be darkness and division and strife. And our journey to this night has been full. You have shared meals, broken bread. You've decorated and shopped and wrapped and cooked and baked. You've hosted parties. You've traveled just to be here. And I'm guessing it hasn't been quiet or slow or peaceful. But then neither was the journey for Mary and Joseph. It was a long walk from Galilee to the town of Bethlehem, and it would have taken them several days. Imagine with me Mary and Joseph on that road, chatting with other travelers, making their way. Perhaps they were swapping stories and making family connections. Oh, you're going to Bethlehem too? So am I. Oh, your third cousin is my third cousin? Oh! And I'm guessing that a woman or two sidled up to Mary and asked her when she was due and why she was making the journey. And maybe they had a comment or two about that baby boy that's coming down the road. And then they arrived to Bethlehem. Bethlehem at that time was a city with 100 people. That's fewer people than we have in the sanctuary right now. The town swelled as full as Mary's belly as thousands of people came back for the census. Generations were squeezing in every single room possible. It was like Milwaukee Airport today on Christmas Eve. Masses of people trying to make their way. Now, what happens when you go back to your hometown? Do you stay in a hotel? No, if you have family in town, you stay with them. And Mary and Joseph would have had the same expectation, because that's what you do when you go home. And Joseph has deep roots in this town of Bethlehem. He's related to everybody. Now, we often visualize the scene of Mary and Joseph going to a quaint inn or motel and knocking on the door and finding there's no room, but that's probably not reality. Let's take a look at the story through Middle Eastern eyes. Warner Bailey reminds us that a home in Bethlehem would have been split level, one room, one upper room where there would have been a place for them to eat and sleep and cook, and a few steps down, you've got the stable area where the animals came in at the night, but during the daytime it was used for living. Everybody would have been crowded into this house, and if you had a guest room, it was on the roof or it was attached to the side of the house. Our gospel from Luke says that they went looking for a place, and there was no room for them in the inn. That word for inn means guest room in Greek. It's the very same guest room you or I would stay with if we were visiting relatives. But the guest room is full. That rooftop room or that side room is full. So Mary and Joseph have to go to the only spot available, the stable portion of the house, which is actually in the same house. The animals were coming in for the evening, and the manger was right there in the middle of the living room. And that's where Mary had her baby. Mary and Joseph likely were not alone, as our children's storybooks tell us, but they were there surrounded by extended family, second cousins, aunts and uncles, there to help welcome the baby Jesus. They were cared for. They were not alone. And as the baby Jesus was born, the light burned more brightly, not only from that star above their home, but in the love that was washing over this holy family and their extended family. Now, it's worth paying attention to who gets to meet the baby first. We assume the extended family who was there, but it's the shepherds who get to meet baby Jesus first. It's the smelly, dirty shepherds who live outside who get to meet a newborn baby. Have any of you had babies? Who gets to meet your baby within minutes of being born? Smelly, dirty people from off the street? No. You're usually allowed one or two people in the birthing room, and then you get cleaned up, and then maybe grandparents and uncles and aunts come, but it's family that gets to be there for the birth of a baby, not strangers. And yet that's who gets invited to this holy moment. Shepherds who were considered the lowest of the low, they find a home here with the baby Jesus. The displaced, the excluded, they're all included in this holy moment. And that's exactly how the rest of Jesus' life and ministry will take off from here. From this very first moment of Jesus' life, where the excluded and marginalized people of society are brought near the center to see the light, that's how Jesus will minister. Everyone has a place at the table with Jesus. All are invited to this feast of light. And just like those shepherds traveling to Bethlehem on that night, here we are, coming just as we are, squeezing in. Whether we're on the fringe or at the center, it doesn't matter. God's love and light are for all of us. This will prove to be a theme right up until Jesus' death. Everyone who's unimportant will be welcomed not only to birthing rooms, but to houses and tables and communities, and everyone will be treated like family. With Jesus, bread is multiplied and shared with all who will come. And so tonight, we'll gather at that same table, that same Passover table where Jesus presided at the end of his life. And as we gather around this table, Jesus is the host. We'll be given this bread of life. We'll get to taste the cup of salvation. And for a moment, I pray we will taste and see the light and love of Christ. In the name of the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer of us all. Amen.